Well, General Lynch, you can see how excited this extraordinary crowd is. Let me start out by asking you, what do you see as the greatest threat to the homeland from terrorism?
With regards to the most serious threat to the homeland from terror, I think we certainly have seen the emergence of different terrorist groups. I think the greatest threat overall, frankly, is the fact that the terror threat is morphing. It is fracturing. It is expanding beyond the old school Al-Qaeda and its offshoots, which are still viable organizations. They're still dangerous organizations. We have made great inroads against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. We have done well in the fight against Al-Qaeda, frankly, due to a great deal of international cooperation and the dedicated work of our military, as well as our intelligence, our law enforcement, and our courts, quite frankly. We've prosecuted a large number of them. But what we see is the terror threat shifting and morphing. For example, it used to be that an Al-Qaeda splinter would stay in the Arabian Peninsula or in the Maghreb. You would still know how they operated. And now we see the emergence of one of the most recent Al-Qaeda splinters of ISIL, which has grown to a degree and significantly changed the terror landscape and sort of opened it up for the independent contractors of terrorism, almost. Individuals who need not have a prior affiliation with ISIL, but who can carry out acts of violence, acts of terror, both Europe, Asia, and here, unfortunately, then claim attribution. And if ISIL thinks that, in fact, it's an act that advances their goals, they will adopt it also. So I would say that we certainly still see the backdrop of the groups we've been fighting for so long, the emergence of new groups, and we don't know what's on the horizon, quite frankly. So I think that the best way to characterize it is the terror threat is still consistently from foreign terrorist organizations, although we do have, sadly, domestic terrorists as well, and the splinting and morphing of that is great concern to all of us who fight this issue.